Hello, everybody. Tonight we're at the Wilbur Theatre in Boston on this, the 7th of May. This is one of our, shall we say, closing concerts. We have a concert tomorrow evening in Seattle in the Church of Our Lady of Fatima. And then on Wednesday we have our last concert in the Aladdin Theatre in Portland, Oregon. So it's going to be a busy few days. We're actually at the interval of our concert here in Boston, anxious to give you an update on what's going on. Lovely first half, lovely warm reception in the from the audience. We are enjoying ourselves immensely with the ensemble who played for us in Cranston at the Park Theatre, and also with Maria Ferrante, who has joined us again to sing as our guest soprano soloist. So that's just for now. We'll give you a further update after I have pushed the pause button and pushed the resume button after the concert's over. So don't go away. Keep listening.
Bye.
And so here we are back again after the second half of our concert in the Wilbur Theatre in Boston. And we have had a great evening, it must be said. A very, very appreciative audience. And we had a couple of little, I think, difficulties with the foldbacks halfway through the second half, but we got that sorted. No one out front would ever have known, because it just affects those who are on the stage. But technology can play, you know, all kinds of little tricks. Anyway, concert ended at about 10:30 after a standing ovation and our planned encore, which is very, very fulfilling. We then met some clergy from the Archdiocese of Boston, including our colleague who showed us around a bit of Boston earlier on in the day, and a seminarian from Limerick, who is now studying for the Diocese of Boston. So it was great to meet all four of them in the green room. And then thereafter we met three of our followers on Twitter. And we met them in the lobby of the adjoining hotel. We had a little greeting and opportunity to catch up on things in the past. Well, it must be 18 months since some of us last met, but it was good to touch base and meet up with those whom we normally contact via the Twitter feed, but who have been very faithful to the priests in the past by attending concerts both in Ireland and UK, and now we're on their home territory here in America. They've come to see us more locally, which is fantastic. So big thanks to them, and also to those who travelled from even further afield, like the Antipodes, Australia, etc. So a wonderful evening. We've headed back to our hotel. We have a very early morning call to get our early morning flight to Seattle, where we will have the penultimate concert of our 12 concert tour here to North America. So tune in for more details on how all that works out. If there's something difficult or something arises in the morning with our flights, Tom, our tour manager, has a plan B and a plan C, but not a plan D. Okay, night night. Bye.